It will be but a distant footnote in the epic novel that is Hurricane Harvey, but high school football fans will not be able to watch the scheduled opening week slugfest between Katy and Austin Westlake, originally scheduled for this Friday night. That football game between the 2nd and 7th ranked high school teams in the state of Texas has been canceled, with no plans to reschedule. This would have been the inaugural game played in Katy's new $73 million football stadium, a 12,000-seat facility that proudly surpassed upstate rival Allen for the most exorbitant high school football field in the country. So, if you had tickets for Friday's game, you're out of luck. And that's true for pretty much all football in the greater Houston area, as seemingly all regional school districts have canceled football this weekend. They've also canceled school through Labor Day for now, which is good since a lot of high school campuses have become de facto shelters. Considering the historic damage, one can only imagine how long it might take individual schools to get back on anything resembling a normal schedule. High schools aren't the only sports programs that are taking the week off. The University of Houston Cougars canceled its home opener against UTSA. They could have changed it to a Rome game in San Antonio, but decided it was better to simply sit this one out. On the professional side, the Houston Astros will stay in Florida to play their previous home series against the Texas Rangers. They may or may not return home to play the Mets this weekend, although I'm sure the Mets have some thoughts about that. Astros ownership has already committed $4 million to recovery efforts. Houston's NFL team, the Texans, never came home from last week's preseason game in New Orleans and moved their final preseason match to Dallas, where they've been all week. Texans star J.J. Watt has spearheaded a fundraising effort that's already pulled in over $5 million. The Houston Dynamos canceled last weekend's home soccer match and don't play again until September 9th. So that's pretty much where we are. Most everything is shut down except for a couple of pro teams that are living in hotels on the road. And that goes without the obvious that I'm assuming every youth soccer and t-ball and you name it sports program is offline until it's not, whenever that is. The question, therefore, isn't what's happening. For the most part, sports administrators seem to make the best decisions in a worst-case scenario. Sports has been rightfully placed on the back burner while everyone figures out, and I apologize for being crass, just how bad the damage is to life and property. Once that sickening process takes its course, the question for sports administrators will be, now what? There's likely to be strong sentiments towards two perspectives. On the one hand, some will say that sports should be an afterthought, a luxury Houston can't afford, fiscally or psychologically, until the important things are taken care of, like food and housing and school and medical care. You know, all the things most conservative Texas legislators say the government shouldn't care about. And then, sometime later, we can worry about things like high school football. On the other hand, some will laud sports as the city's rescue, giving things like football games outsized importance in the massive recovery at hand. Athletes will be encouraged to play for their towns and neighbors, and games will be turned into more than simply that. It's not uncommon in moments of crisis, and to be fair, it's often a welcome distraction to life off the field. As a sports fan, someone who grew up in Houston, and a former Houston high school athlete, track and cross country, not football, I'd hope the answer to the above question is neither. I'm hoping sports will be seen neither as a distraction nor savior, but instead an important part of normalcy in a town that often views athletics as far more than that. I'm hoping they start playing high school football next week, if possible, not to save the city, but simply it's because what people in Texas do on Friday nights. Football, or sports even, aren't life, but they're a part of it, a welcome diversion from what too often becomes the pilgrimage best articulated in one of my favorite songs from the 80s from a group called The Godfathers, Birth, School, Work, and Death. And if perhaps this storm reminds us all, Texans included, that there are things bigger than football, then that's okay too. I wouldn't call it a silver lining, but simply a life lesson. Maybe, just maybe, we might even spend just a little less on high school stadiums going ahead, with all the other building projects at hand, although I won't hold my breath. Hopefully, Katy and Westlake Austin will meet again this year, maybe in the state playoffs. As one high school coach articulately wrote on Twitter, and I'm paraphrasing, "No games this week, but see you in Dallas in December." Dallas is where Texas holds the state championships, and it feels far, far away.